Some children were afraid, but they all went in. Caves are exciting and mysterious. McDougal's cave was very, very big. It had hundreds of tunnels, rooms, and secret passages. No one knew all of them. The children played and ran in the tunnels and in the rooms, but they always played near the entrance. They did not want to get lost. Tom and Becky wanted to find a new tunnel. They walked and walked, and soon they were alone. Where were the other children? They were lost. In the evening, the other children returned to the boat. They laughed and talked, but they were very tired. They did not see that Tom and Becky were not there. The boat took them back to St. Petersburg. Huck saw the boat, but he did not know about the picnic. The mothers of St. Petersburg did not like him. They never invited him to birthday picnics. But tonight, Huck was not interested in birthday picnics. He was interested in Injun Joe's treasure. He hid behind a tree and watched an old house.
"Injun Joe's in that old house,"
he thought.
"I'll stay here and wait. When he comes out, I'll follow him and I'll find the treasure."
It was late and very dark. Soon, two men came out. It was Injun Joe and his friend. Huck followed them quietly.
"They're going to Widow Douglas's house,"
thought Huck.
"But why?"
Suddenly, the two men stopped. Injun Joe said,